Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me. This is September, and we've just had Labor Day, and this is Cody Horton, and I'm broadcasting from Colorado. And this is the last episode, episode 7 of Be a Dog with a Bone. We need a lot of strong individuals. We need people strong in character and people to really hold to their own. And in several of the last episodes, I have emphasized paying attention to your inner conversation. So here's the thing. If it isn't carrying you towards your goal, change it. Change it, change it, change it. Right now, we need individuals that understand that the mind is important in our lives, and what you think becomes things. So here, I talk about Jim Carrey, which I love his story because, and you can Google him and find out all, more about it, but here he demystifies the law of attraction, and this is what he says. I believe in putting a rocket of desire out into the universe, and you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it, and that's the key. You have people sitting around saying, when's it going to come? When's it going to come? And that's the wrong way. You are facing the wrong way. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here. It's our intention. Intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention. I believe we are creators, and we create with every thought and word. Your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory. You will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart. That's pretty profound, and I think it's very enlightening, and it's inspirational. And I've talked about this, and I'll maybe talk about that in more episodes. You got to walk away from fear. I have so many people say, but fear's good, it protects you. No, it doesn't. Fear paralyzes you. And I've spoken about when I've encountered dangerous situations, such as when I went home one time and the house next door was on fire and I helped rescue a lady that was over there. I didn't have any fear. It was all spontaneous and I was fine. So you must live with courage and think, I can and I will. Dream, I can and I will. Say, I can and I will, and act, I can and I will. And the best way to stop fear is to assert your courage and stop thinking of fear altogether. The only thing to fear is fear itself, and well, don't fear fear. The world has fallen under the spell of social conditioning, and this doesn't have to apply to you. We're in a fear-based world, and that's how individuals are able to control you is through fear, because they know it paralyzes you. This is psychology 101, and so you need to pull up your bootstrap, I guess is what they say, walk on, and I get it, like all of these leaders and that. Right now we don't really have any leaders. We don't have people that are strong enough to be able to take humanity forward, and so you... And you know, I have like several thoughts going here at the same time, but you need to establish what you want in your world, and that's what you'll create. And don't depend upon anybody else. I mean, you can group with other people, but you have to set forth what your intention is, and Jim Carrey talks about that. So I'm paraphrasing here, but what a master metaphysician once said, it is done unto you as you believe. And keep this foremost in your mind and check out some of Jim Carrey's YouTube videos as they are so true and inspirational. This is the last of the series of Be a Dog with a Bone, so integrate this information into your life and you'll live a magical life. so I'm going to sign off. I get it that this is a very short episode. I'm going to think about what I want to talk about next week. But you want to cultivate the feeling or emotion that you wish, that one, an emotion that is directly opposed to the one that you want to eradicate. We're not creatures of our emotions, not at all. Our feelings and emotions come from us. So the majority of the race is under the illusion that we should be fearful, and it's ridiculous. So you want to master your emotions. If you have any questions, please email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com, and leave me your comments. Or if you tune in, you can always call on the switchboard, and the guest call-in is 515-605-9865. But I'll keep this short. And just remember, choose love and walk strong and have courage. Carpe diem. Thank you.